We have an all-Dallas panel. Go Rangers. We have an all-Dallas panel next called Getting Someone Else to Pay Cybersecurity Insurance Essentials. And I have left the biographies at the table. So maybe I can turn it over to you to introduce yourself and the panelists.
You bet. I am Kara Altenbaumer-Price. I am a management liability broker at McGriff, which means I do cyber, employment practices, insurance, D&O, all the things. I am a lawyer by background, and I have been in the brokerage space for about 14 years now.
Hi, I'm Natalie DeBose. I'm a partner in our insurance recovery group at Haynes & Boone in Dallas. I represent only policyholders in disputes and litigation with their carriers under a variety of lines of coverage, including cyber policies, which is what we're going to talk about today.
You bet. And we are really hoping you guys ask questions. We have a lot more slides than what we actually intend to cover. Some of those are just so that you have them for what you might, you know, might find some useful information in them. And then we're also hoping to spend some time just as we go to talk about how some of the things you just heard about from the hypothetical, how you might look to an insurance policy to pay for those things. So where I'm going to start is to talk a little bit about the just kind of the cyber insurance market, what has happened, because it's the claims that make all the things happen in the market. So that would be relevant to all of you guys out there dealing with these things. So tell me just out there, do any of you actually help procure a cyber insurance policy, have to pay for it, any of that? Okay, so you know how just painful the process is and how particularly painful it's been the last 2 or 3 years. So I've got some good news about it's still going to be just as painful, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of those underwriting questions and things like that. From that perspective, it's going to remain painful, but from a pricing perspective, it is less painful. The primary reason why is see that graphic on the very top. That top graphic shows you what happened out there in the world from the end of 2019 really until 2022, you saw that massive rise in ransom incidents. So that's what that graph is on the top. The bottom are the data privacy incidents. So the ones where people just were exfiltrating records or, you know, scenarios where somebody's personally identifiable information got out. So what happened to the cyber insurance world are those ransom incidents. That's also what made your lives a lot harder because the risks you were fighting against started to change. And that's also why your pricing on your cyber insurance went exponentially higher for a few years there, because the market was built to handle that white line. It was not built originally to handle that line on the top. So that notion of ransom incidents, all of a sudden, that was always in the coverage. It was there, but nobody was really using it much. And then that became the entire thing that people were using. There's a lot of reasons that go behind this as to what happened, but the primary thing, I think a lot of it was it was starting to creep up. Then COVID happened. We all went home, started using all sorts of insecure networks, emailing things from our offices to our Hotmail so that we could print them because no one had a printer because everything just suddenly happened. We were sharing our iPads with our children in the second grade because, well, that's what we had to do in order to have a video conference. We all went on Zoom, which wasn't particularly secure at the beginning because nobody else had the platforms. So it created all sorts of opportunities for things that were already happening, frankly, to fester and then to just go exponentially higher. So that's one of the big reasons why we saw all these things happen. We also know that it is the trend. Hopefully we'll talk a minute about MGM. It's the trend to pay the ransoms. And when there's a trend to pay the ransoms, the guys figure out this is pretty easy money. They keep going after it. So that's kind of what was going on. But notice things start to go down last year. So in 2022, it appeared that we were going to start really seeing a tapering off in the payment of ransom incidents or payment of ransom payments. There's a lot of theories as to why things changed. One of the theories is that some of the bad guys in Russia and Ukraine were a little busy starting the beginning of last year. A lot of people think that was more of a red herring than a reality in terms of that was why. I personally think a lot of it is where we saw some of the reductions is that companies got better at it, got better at preventing them. And I'd like to think that the insurance industry played some part in that because it got so hard to get your insurance. So people started actually putting multi-factor authentication in place and all sorts of other things that made it a little bit better. So we got all excited. We thought things were getting better, and they were getting better. But 2023 is on pace to go right back to the height again.